This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to talking about misconduct and irregularities uncovered in the recent Sarawak elections.
So this is coming from a report by Bersih, as well as Rise of Social Efforts, a citizen-driven movement that found 60 electoral irregularities and misconduct during the recent Sarawak election, allegedly committed by a number of people, so political parties and as well as the EC. So they have said that 37 out of the 60 misconduct recorded were committed by State Ruling Coalition, GPS, one by Pakatan Harapan, four by independent candidates. And if you're wondering where the EC comes in, EC and other quarters were alleged to have committed 16 misconducts and irregularities.
One of the highlighted aspects was, or one of the highlighted misconducts rather, that was one that involves Tan Sri Abang Johari Oping, who is of course Chief Minister and the GPS candidate for Gedung, who announced projects around the Gedung Dun area during the campaign, which is an offence under the Elections Act. So I think this is something that often comes up, right? Elections not being conducted properly, but what happens after? So it is really important that these sorts of reports keep our candidates, well, on the up and up, for lack of a better phrase. But I'm also keen to see what this results in, because doing the report is one thing. Seeing action taken on these irregularities is what we really want to see.
Not just the candidates, right? So,
and the Election Commission.
Yeah,
yes.
We're finding it in different sorts of bodies. But you're absolutely right that the report is one thing, and then how the investigation is furthered is another, because of course it can be a very frustrating experience to read that there are all these issues, but then not necessarily know therefore how it can be taken forward.
We'd like to hear from you. What would you like to see done to prevent this sort of misconduct in our elections? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now to speak about this is Anne Theo, Vice Chairperson of Bersih Sarawak. Anne, thanks for joining us today. Could you start off by telling us why Bersih and Rose decided to undertake this report?
Yeah, I think insofar as Bersih is concerned, I think they have been, whenever there are any state elections, by-elections or general elections, they'll be doing pemantau lah, huh? They will be having this pemantau initiative. So insofar as Rose over here in Sarawak is concerned, we decided to collaborate with Bersih so that we could actually use this as a method of encouraging our citizens, our normal voters, to do something more than just voting. You know, to be an observer, to learn how to be an observer so that they can ensure that there is a level playing field by all the election stakeholders. Since we are already into free and fair elections, so we thought the good thing to do would be to collaborate with Bersih and get this election observation initiative happening here in Sarawak as well, when the Sarawak elections came along.
So as we mentioned, the report found 60 electoral irregularities and misconduct during these elections. What does this indicate about how it was run?
You know, of the categories of offences, we came to the number 60. Out of the 60, 30 of them revolves around or fall into the category of misuse of government machinery and resources. That appears to be the biggest group of offences. So I guess if you just, even if you focus on this, the misuse of government resources and breaches of caretaker government, they are about the same, right? There's no law there's no actual provision in the Election Offences Act regarding this type of offence, but in international standards, it is an offence. Huh? The incumbent, meaning that the caretaker government, the incumbent government, cannot make use of government resources or government personnel or government machinery or government assets for the purpose of their campaigning. Huh? And the political parties that is inside the caretaker government or is caretaker government cannot make use of all these resources for campaigning purposes. And that is where the biggest group of offences that we discover. It speaks quite a lot because it's talking about the advantages of the incumbency, because incumbent governments always have advantages. But the problem we have in this country is that there is no guidelines for caretaker governments as at the moment.
So if we take a step back, how was this report conducted? Was it a continuous process throughout the election?
Yes, of course. We started media monitoring the moment our Sarawak Dun was dissolved. And during the campaign period, 9 of our observers were actually accredited under SBR, and we are SBR observers, meaning that we also went to their taklimat and we followed their protocols and guidelines on the things that we should be looking out for. But at the same time, our Pemerhati was also trained on the 8 offences, and they could actually tell us more things, because for SBR punya guidelines, they are just confined to hari pengundian and nomination day. But in our case, nomination day, they did not allow gatherings, remember? So therefore, we didn't really have to go to the ground. We wouldn't be able to see anything also, And campaign period, we have to monitor online, because in the city, there was no ceramahs in the cities. In the rural 64 kawasan, there was ceramahs, but I think it's too far for us to go. We did cover some rural areas. When we went there, there was, I personally was one of the Pemerhati. When we went to the ground, we could see a lot of events. We could see a lot of, launching of this project and that project, basically.
So let's look more closely at the report. You highlighted 16 misconducts and irregularities committed by the EC and other quarters. What do these involve?
I think the 16 misconducts, I think one of the biggest categories was masalah hari pengundian. Basically, I think there were some Section 26 of the Election Offences Act actually puts a limit to what are the things that should not be done or cannot be done, and some of it is things like there should be no party logo or no candidates' pictures, anywhere in the polling center, So these were some of the things that we found. People brought in their slip pengundi, even though it's meant to inform the voter that, okay, you are supposed to vote at Saluran No. 4 or what, but that slip pengundi was found inside the polling station. Yeah.
Now, one case of misconduct specifically involved Tan Sri Abang Johari Oping, Chief Minister, as well as Gedung's GPS candidate, who announced projects around Gedung during the campaign. Tell us more about this.
It is that announcement that, he made during the campaign period that it would become upgraded to a district and so on, that is, to us, it is a misuse of government resources, put it this way. That upgrading or that declaration could have been done after or before the campaign period, but it is announced the projects and announced the fact that it's, it will change the status of the area of the kawasan to become a district. So it plays a lot on the, like I was saying during the launching, that you don't even have to engage into bribery and vote buying, because all these are advantages that you just make use of during campaign time, that it is making use of government resources and assets. None of the things that you said is actually coming from the party. It's not the party that is having this project or that project. It is already decided and it was launched during the campaign period.
How do you hope to see this report used in upcoming elections?
Other than the, the collection of offences, we had some recommendations on postal voting and some recommendations on absentee voting, meaning that there are people who Sarawakians or Sabahans for that matter, who reside and, you know, live and work in West Malaysia, they, because of COVID and because of financial costs and reasons, it is not so easy for them to come back to our home state to vote. You know, so we are actually recommending that SPR look seriously into this reform, where SPR can allow, you know, other types of voting. Other types of voting, what we mean by that is special voting arrangement, one of which can be advanced voting. Advanced voting means that, okay, if let's say you're a Sarawakian working in the Klang Valley, you wish to apply to be able to vote from outside the state, then you make your application and you will be able to have a right to vote, let's say at a special polling center somewhere in Selangor or in Kuala Lumpur that is set up by the EC, and you can go to the center there and vote just as if you're normal voting on advanced voting day.
So what other issues were there in regard to the EC management that you feel should be addressed?
The EC should, I mean, as an election management body, they should be the one that is actively, you know, consulting the other government agencies. For example, the MOH, the local government and so on. And they should be the one who comes up with SOPs, and not let other people decide on the SOP. The SOP must be released by them, must be collated from in consultation with all these government agencies and released by them. No, they shouldn't be pushing away their responsibility to say, oh, this one, or we let MOH decide, or we let Sarawak Disaster Management Committee decide. The other thing that needs to be addressed is the fact that postal voters from overseas, they have insufficient time to receive their ballots and post the ballots back to Sarawak or back to our state here. 12 days is simply not enough for their ballot papers to reach the returning officers. So we need more time, 21 days. That's our recommendation. There are many others that's in the report, but basically, election officers must be properly and well trained, you know, so that there's no more repeat of certain things that especially this Borang 14 matter. Borang 14 is the total tally that is the official result for every saluran that is supposed to be given. One copy is supposed to be given to each of the counting agents of the contestant, or rather the candidate. But we still receive reports to say, oh, there are some ketua tempat mengundi who has refused to give them a copy of the Borang 14. You know, this kind of offences keep repeating and repeating election after election. So if you are well trained, if you are trained sufficiently, then this kind of mistakes would not happen. Yeah, so these are some of our recommendations and how we feel they must address.
Anne, thanks for speaking with us today. That was Anne Theo, Vice Chairperson of Bersih Sarawak, weighing in on irregularities found in the recently held Sarawak elections. We'd like to hear from you. What would you like to see done to prevent this sort of misconduct? You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After the 7:30 news on Popcorn Culture, we're discussing shared universes versus standalone movies. So stay tuned for that and keep it here on the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.